Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday that Parliament would be suspended until mid-October, a move that angered lawmakers opposed to his planned withdrawal from the European Union on October 31st without a deal, and cuts the time they will have to try to block him. The new British leader's unexpected announcement threw the debate over Brexit into a new uproar, 3 years after voters narrowly decided to leave the EU, 46 years after it joined the 28-nation bloc. Queen Elizabeth, as the head of state, approved Johnson's plan to suspend Parliament. She will reopen Parliament October 14th with an address outlining the government's legislative priorities. Forecasters say they expect Hurricane Dorian to become a dangerous and powerful storm when it moves into the western Atlantic toward the U.S. southeastern coast. Dorian strengthened from a tropical storm into a Category 1 hurricane as it struck the U.S. Virgin Islands Wednesday, clobbering the territory with fierce rain and powerful winds. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says residents along Florida's east coast need to be ready for that storm.
We could have tropical storm force winds approaching the coastline in Florida Sunday at 8 a.m. And that's something to remember. So really we need to be wrapping things up before that. So if you think about it, by Saturday, have the plan in place. Have everything ready. Listen to the local officials, so incredibly important, and listen to the latest forecast.
As of late Wednesday, Dorian was northeast of Puerto Rico, moving to the northwest. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said Wednesday that he has accepted the help of four Chilean aircraft in the fight against wildfires in the Amazon rainforest and renewed his criticism of French President Emmanuel Macron. Bolsonaro again accused the French leader of calling him a liar over a dispute over how to contain the raging wildfires, and said that Macron believes he is the one and only one interested in defending the environment. This is VOA News. Both the United States and Iran denied Wednesday that they were looking